Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Recently, I have read several articles whose main thrust was to tell men how friendly God is and how much He wants to be friends with them. According to them, He is just waiting patiently for them, like Mr. Rogers, to let Him be their friend. Their thought process is if they just let men know what a great guy He is, that many will be persuaded to give Him a chance to be their friend. The main problem is that they do not understand the rebellion which is in the heart of man by nature, which causes him to despise the way of God. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. The other problem is that they have a fundamental lack of understanding of who the God of heaven and earth is. God has no needs. Nothing can be added to Him, nor can anything be diminished. He does not need friends. He dwells in the light into which no man can approach. He is immortal and invisible. Until a man has something of an understanding of the basic character of Him who rules in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, it is impossible that he can grasp the great gulf that exists between mortals and He who inhabits eternity, stretching out the heavens like a curtain and covering Himself with light like a garment. It would behoove a man to become friends with Him, but such is an impossible task, and one which is quite outside the realm of his natural desire or of his ability to gain entrance into His presence by his own effort and will. While we encourage sinners to seek Him, we understand that the only time that they will is when He is pleased to give them grace to do so. This is exactly what He told Nicodemus. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. We do read in the Scriptures that both Abraham and Moses were called the friend of God. Yet neither Abraham nor Moses sought the Lord to become his friend. Rather, he called Abraham out of heathen darkness and made him a great nation according to his purpose. Moses was delivered from death as a baby at the hands of Pharaoh's henchmen and ultimately raised up to a place of prominence in Pharaoh's house, all the while in heathen darkness. Yet in his own time, the Lord called Moses and equipped him to lead Israel out of bondage. In all of his dealings with Abraham and Moses, the Lord was always the one who determined the course that they would take, and it was they who benefited from his kindness in using them to fulfill his purpose and magnify his name in the earth. He befriended them quite apart from any overtures on their part. They were made willing in the day that he reconciled them unto himself. Normally, those men who become friends share common interest and enjoy one another's company. They mutually agree to befriend one another. Men do not seek friends from among those who despise them and who oppose their actions. Yet we find that the Lord has shown himself to be the friend of those who have the least claim of ever gaining his affection by their actions and are actually opposed to him. The Pharisees were quite moral and upright men, according as men would judge, who went about with great religious fervor, much praying, and giving honor. Yet the Lord did not identify himself as their friends. Rather, he is the friend of sinners. Those who have no religious fervor, those who recognize their spiritual poverty, those who have great need of faith but find none in themselves, those who confess that his law is just and good but find in themselves no ability to walk according to its precepts, those who cry out for mercy but know that they deserve none, these are those among whom he will be found. This faithful saying let us own, well worthy to be believed, that Christ into the world came down, that sinners might by him be saved. Sinners are high in his esteem, and sinners highly value him. Are you a sinner in need of a Savior? Christ is mighty to save those who are his friends.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.